This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your daily check up on the Good Day program. Doug Stevan here to check up on you, along with Jay Kirshner, who's here to check up on me, much as which is sometimes a tough job. But listen, she's the right person for it. She's keeping me. My daughter is here from California. She's checking up on me and making sure that
I'm going to say, Megan is with you in line.
Yeah, Megan is. Last night we had dinner with my sister. And we were talking about what influences me, and there is nothing, and my daughter has this wry look on her face when I say something that she thinks is inappropriate, or I'm really a bad influence. I'm a great influence as Gramps on my grandson, Miles. He loves, we went to there's a new big, one of those activity centers where they have indoor golf, putt-putt, and they have these big arenas where you can bounce like on a trampoline, only it's a
huge room. Oh, that's so
fun. Room. So he was he was on that for an hour, and he and I are two peas in a pod, because he's eight and I'm my age, and I think like he does, and he seems to think like I do. So we're a dangerous combination.
Perfect match.
Perfect match, yes, exactly. But you know what? That's what's important, in my mind, anyway. So I was thinking about other things that are important to all of us. And maybe as this is the first week of the year, we're still kind of breaking it all down, reflecting on what our goals are for the year. Maybe you have a lot of them. Maybe you have a few of them. My goal is to remain or become more close to my son and my daughter and to their children. But there are a lot of other things that are going on as well. So you have to be important. It's very important. You have to think about what is important and not forget that you have to make those decisions on your own. Sometimes you can be influenced by other people, but at the end of the day, you are the one who makes the plan, who takes the action, who's responsible for your actions. Nobody else is. You. And so a lot of times I've seen action produce a lot of information. I learn what works by taking action, sometimes what doesn't work. But you learn from what you're doing. And I think that's one of the biggest, I don't know, maybe you'll think this a little mundane. Yesterday I went off on a toot in this hour, and I'm not going to spend as much time on a toot, but I am thinking about what is important in life. And maybe this helps a lot of you frame what constitutes your life. It's a basic question that in many people's lives gets pushed further and further into the background. And so allow me to be on a soapbox for a minute or so, because I am concerned when I see a lot of children who are my grandson's age who already have the devices. Miles was talking about this last night at dinner, how there are youngsters who are his age who know how to use them for their homework. And I said to Miles, well, what do they learn? He said, nothing. Which is pretty perceptive for an 8-year-old when it comes down to that sort of thing, but they don't. Those of you who are parents,
their homework, or is it looking up things on the internet and finding the answers?
Yeah, and they at 8 years old, they know how to do that already. Some of
how is that different from using an encyclopedia like we did back in the day? Because it's still looking up the answer.
Yeah, but it uses the answer. That's a great question. It uses the answer in a way that doesn't require you to think. You just put something in the subject line and it comes up. It doesn't require you to go to a book and do the research. There's a difference, at least in my mind.
Yeah, the problem-solving aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly. So the ideas, the gadgets you got. Some people, it's fun to look at them. It's attractive to see all of the lights and all of the things. They can look, push that button and see what happens. But it's so shallow.
Well, haven't they done research of retention how we retain the information, where
yes.
if it is so easily ready. Like, look at math. A lot of people are not great at math because back in the day, I remember my teacher saying, you're not going to be walking through life with a calculator. Sure Mm-mm. enough, yes, we are. And now it's not quick and easy recall for certain mathematical
right.
equations or problems, or even navigation. How many people used to be able to drive from point A to point B that had quite a distance? They
right.
did it one time, and then they always remembered it. Where now,
mm-hmm.
if we don't
put
have
a navigation
ways. Telling us turn right in
right.
500
yeah.
yards,
yeah.
a lot of times we will not retain how to get from point A to point B.
That is very correct. But other things hold that same. That's a great example. There are plenty of other things. Look at all the apps you have on your phone. What do you use them for? I have probably
work.
Bob set up my phone. Yeah, okay. I have a lot.
You want me to have my phone?
Well, I do, because it helps us to focus on what we're doing here every day. It's a great management tool. But I'm thinking about what's on all of the things. I use the American Airlines app. I use the Waze app, and I don't think I use anything else. And there are probably 80 things that are on there that I could use that I don't. And but it's an individual. All I'm doing here is suggesting that you acknowledge what's going on. Understand what you're allowing or encouraging by disconnecting with the reality of what you just said. How do we learn mm-hmm. what the value of a number is if we don't have to know anything about numbers? All you have to do is push a button on a handheld computer, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop it, but I want you to think about it at least.
Yeah, yeah, just being conscious of it. And a lot of times, a lot of people want to point the finger at young kids who are always on their phones. Well, an adult gave them that phone, A. But also,
yeah.
B, look at the adults in the room. Look at how often the adults have their noses stuck. My husband
right.
and I, we have certain people in our lives that we refuse to watch our son unsupervised because we do not believe they'll pay enough attention to him because their noses
right.
are always at that screen.
Yep, yep.
And these are adults.
Yeah, I'll see. There's a lot of the unusual structure that's come out of all of this and influenced family life for sure. So maybe my suggestion is not to suggest, it is. It's a strong suggestion. Don't spend all of your time facing a screen. Get face to face with the people you care about. Connect with them in a real way, as Jay is suggesting. This is what used to be the case before the computers, before the smartphones, before Facebook, before Instagram, before COVID. Oh, the COVID was the worst. And by God, get rid of TikTok. Do you realize, those of you, are you even thinking about what actually is happening if you use TikTok? Where that information is going right to the Chinese, the covert Chinese operatives who want to know everything about everybody. And they can track you using TikTok. So if there's nothing else, use Snapchat, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just think about, and more I'm thinking about this because of whenever Megan or Brendan here, my sister always has a couple of dinners when we go down and we talked more last night than I've talked with my sister for months. And it's because Megan sort of is the catalyst. My sister invites me to her house every once in a while. We have dinner. I'm in. I eat dinner and I'm gone. But in this case, because I want to engage in the conversation that's important to Megan, and my sister loves my children, and there's always good conversation. And so I learned some things. My sister's former husband. She divorced him, 40 years ago. But he was important in our lives because he was the father of my children's cousins. He died 2 weeks ago, and I didn't know it till last night. And I wouldn't have known it had it not come up in the conversation at dinner. My sister, oh, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. It didn't make any difference to me. The guy's been in hospice, and I knew he was going to die sooner rather than later.
It's amazing how often we have conversations like that, and it may not be regarding death, but you just forget to tell people something sometimes, or you forget that you didn't tell them.
Yeah.
Or you don't even think to tell them. It's kind of like, well, this wasn't on the top of my mind at the moment we were speaking, right. So it never came out.
Yep. Yeah. All right. The governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands has fired the attorney general of the territory. This guy pursued various cases against Jeffrey Epstein, including the legal fight that resulted in a $100 million settlement. Denise George is the name. Removal came just days after she filed a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase in New York, accused the company of helping Epstein finance the exploitation of women down in the Virgin Islands. The governor did not provide a reason for relieving Ms. George of her duties, but I'm guessing that the governor's probably dirty, too. What do you think? He's probably got some picture of him with a chicken or with Jeffrey Epstein, and so he thinks this will save him. If the person who got fired is smart, she's got all the info, and somehow or other it'll find its way into a newspaper or a magazine.
Yeah.
Right?
This is big.
Yeah, it really is. The attorney general said that Epstein knowingly facilitated, sustained, and concealed a human trafficking network. And the home base was in the Virgin Islands. So, paying off this guy. That's what's going on.
Yeah,
this guy was getting a payoff from Epstein. And so look the other way.
That alleges that Southern Trust Company was used as a cover for Epstein's illegal activity. So not just part of it, but the straight up cover for all of this.
Right. Alleged. And that's a Virgin Island outfit. So anyway, there's no comment from J.P. Morgan Chase, which is the owner of that bank. And it's just, it's... It's so obvious. That's what I love about the Caribbean. The people that come from those islands are so simple. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. Everything is pretty easy. Or not easy, not the right word, but simple. They look upon things as very simple. They handle things simply. And in this case, this guy figures, okay, the simple way out of my problems is to fire her. I think he's going to find out that that's not so simple, and he's not going to be so happy with the results. 18 past, this is Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Time to welcome back into our good graces is someone who's very graceful, in fact. Elizabeth is here. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com. I'm looking at some of the reviews. Let's see. This is a guy named KL who says, I'm not quite a month in, and I'm very optimistic. I'm definitely sleeping a lot better. Have noticed much less joint pain than before. I've also been very disciplined with not eating or drinking after 8:30 at night and taking Calitrin at 11 before bed.
All of those are verified reviews that go through a third party because we want to make sure that everybody knows, we're not just typing out our own, reviews here and tooting our own horns.
All right. So what's the deal at the moment?
Buy three, get three free on the website right now.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Good Day program is here. This is, we were just talking off the air about how programs like this are sort of a dying breed. The last of the Mohegans. I'm holding on with all my might to what we do here every day, and at least it's appreciated by the folks who are listening, and thank you for that. I'm wondering, talking about holding on for dear life and celebrity news that's trending on social media, a lot of people talking about James Corden because he says he's going to quit the Late Late Show, and he says it's because he feels that his family needs to have him around. I'm not a fan of Corden's. The first thing I said when it was announced that he was going to do this, I think I said on the air, can't we find an American to do this show? What is there about Corden, you know, who maintains his British? As a matter of fact, he's going back to live in England. His family has been in England, and he has, you know, back and forth. He's got three children. So, you know, he's put his priorities, his
them,
career.
His kids,
yeah, so he says.
Raised with the extended family. And I think that's something to say about families, where you get to watch your kids grow up with cousins, and that's just so wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, as I said to why bring up the stuff about him that's not good? I mean, the fact I'm suggesting that he's not a really nice human being, I'm not the first person to bring that up. But in this circumstance, who actually stays up and watches these shows? Sometimes, how many people are up at that?
I couldn't stay up and watch it, but I used to record his because I liked some of the skits that he did. Like, what was it, Spill Your Guts or Carpool Karaoke?
I fast forward
and watch those things. Or if there were
Carpool Karaoke was a stroke of genius.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best thing they had. I'll never forget. I've watched a number of them. The best one was with McCartney. That was such a fabulous, and they made they did a primetime show with some of the interviews, and it was just so much fun to watch them driving around, all of them, whoever they, I remember he did it, I'm trying to remember, he did Madonna, he did a whole bunch of them, and they were just, that was the best part of it. So, in that way, he's very good at what he does. But as a human being, he's apparently a cur.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
I always like when there was a guest, and then they picked up additional guests, like the one with Gwen Stefani. And then she was like, can we pick up two of my friends? And it's Julia Roberts and George Clooney. That one was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was good at that. Then listen, you don't have to be a good person to be entertaining one way or the other. And maybe Edward Norton is another example of that. I said to Jay as we were talking about this, making reference to some people that I've known who are actors and they always play bad guys, is a reason for that. And I wonder if that applies to Norton. I've heard some various things. My son's in the business and he kind of knows there's a lot of actors' lore around. And so, anyway, one way or another, Norton was on Finding Your Roots this week with Henry Louis Gates, and he found out that his 12th great-grandmother was Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something like that? Yeah, that's cool. His ancestry included a Civil War soldier who wrote to Lincoln about labor issues, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those shows are interesting. And it's, you know, you go back in time. How they find all that stuff out is even more of a story than Norton finding out that Pocahontas was his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother.
But when you put the dates into perspective, like Pocahontas got married to, I believe, who was his uncle, John Rolfe, in 1614. Mm-hmm. Shakespeare died in 1616. You don't realize how closely related those time frames are.
Oh, yeah. Right. So anyway, it's interesting. I do think those shows are pretty interesting. Finding Your Roots is, it opens up your mind to possibilities. Well, who's my grandmother, great grandmother? Who, you know, what's my family like? So something to do a little work on when it comes to Ancestry.com, I guess. 28 after on Good Day.
Along with several thousand other new products.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students arrived in Moscow, Idaho on Wednesday for booking. Brian Koberger is now in the Lata County Jail. He's in isolation and continues to show no emotion, according to police officer in Lata County. No bond, no visitation, no phone calls are the rules. His hearing is expected today, although a specific time was not given. Eight family members, five of them children, were found slain from gunshot wounds in southern Utah Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide any more details. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at a residence in Enoch. It's a small town of about 8,000 people, an hour's drive northeast of St. George, Utah. And the work goes on. Congress convenes at 12 noon today Eastern to try to elect a Speaker of the House after many failed attempts. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Funeral, but if you didn't know about the tune, the lyrics of Amazing Grace, here is some interesting news, Jay. Doug Stephan, Jay Kirshner at your service, and this is one of the songs, I guess this is the number one song played for people's last rites. Mm-hmm. And the first time it was played was on this date in 1703 in a small town in England. So this is the 250th anniversary of this song being sung. It was written, the lyrics written by Reverend John Newton. He was a former slave trader. Interesting. He was interested in redemption, and that's kind of what the song is all about. If you listen carefully, mm-hmm. Some of the more popular renditions of this, Aretha Franklin and Grace, really fabulous job on this.
Yeah, that one was great. Elvis
Whitney Houston. Elvis does a great job of it. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Mahalia Jackson, another one that I listened to when I was younger. Mm. So anyway,
Ray Charles has a good one too.
Yep, sure does. Most people who have any gospel in their background have done a fabulous job with this. It's a song that holds you steadfast. It's passionate. It's reassuring. You all need reassurance, right? At the end of somebody's life, where did they go? What have they done with their lives? That sort of thing. I thought you'd be interested in knowing a little more about that song that is so popular, and as Jay said, at a funeral, it certainly is the most popular one. Is that the right way to look at it?
Absolutely.
Most popular song at a funeral.
I've been to a couple of funerals who used Blackbird, the Beatles.
Ah.
And that is almost just as moving.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Hmm. Wow. Okay, one of the discoveries in Nevada this week is that there may have been there, back in the old days when there was a lot of water, the planet changes, and most of the state of Nevada was underwater 50 million years ago. And apparently, from 50 to 200 million years ago, when there was mostly water in Nevada, it was also filled. They found this in a fossil bed outside of Salt Lake, the remains of ancient marine reptiles, 50 to 100 feet long. Man, ooh, gross. I'm looking at pictures of these things.
You're like so cool.
Oh, my God. Miles will think this is a fabulous story. So this team of scientists, anyway, have been doing research at the University of Utah in conjunction with the Smithsonian. Say that again, Doug. The Smithsonian. They pieced together evidence in this state park in the National Forest that suggests that this quarry was the birthing ground for these prehistoric horrible creatures. I suppose maybe they, at that time, weren't horrible. But they're the early relatives of the humpback whale. You look at them, you can kind of see the resemblance. The humpback whale has been around for millions and millions. Sharks have been around for millions. They're prehistoric animals. And they still look the same. Present day, they look the same as they did jillions of years ago.
Right?
Yeah, they are a little bit smaller. But anyway, the reason I brought it up isn't so much of the discovery, but the fact that Nevada, back then, 200 million years ago, was underwater. It was the ocean. And see how the planet has changed in that much time? For it to be, Nevada is pretty much a desert. You've been there, right? The mountains and the Great Salt Lake and all that, but it's very dusty and dry there. At least that's been my experience when I've been there. Okay, this is from the Just in a Nick of Time department. Speaking of Nevada, here's the story of an iPhone that saved some lives with some pretty impressive safety features. Maybe those of you who are looking for a new phone, this is worth noting, because the winter looks like it's going to be one of the worst in memory for winter storms. Another one, a wild one. I was just in touch with my friends out in Oregon, where we have three or four states that carry the program. A big storm blowing in there. Windy. It's kind of warm, though, up there. But down in Los Angeles, a big storm. That same storm is hitting the whole West Coast. The temperature in Los Angeles today is about the same as it is here in Massachusetts. My daughter's looking at the, because she thought she was going to come out here to good weather. The weather's been horrible, but the temperatures have been warmer. Anyway, it's down in the 40s.
Yeah, it's spring.
And yeah, right. Feels like it. Anyway, so here's the story of the people who use the iPhone's SOS to connect. This group was traveling by snowmobile. They became stranded. There was no network coverage. But Apple's Emergency Response Center received this SOS via satellite and connected the position to the search and rescue people. So that's how they say it. Otherwise, they'd be dead. So if you have an Apple iPhone. Is this all of them, or is this just the newer ones, like the 14, 13 and 14 that have this?
It's with the software. So if you always want to make sure that you have the most up-to-date software, and there are features where you can even enable a crash detection feature.
Yeah, Apple recommends turning the crash feature off before you hit the slopes. Wouldn't the crash thing be good if you have an accident? I guess I'm confused. If you get like thrown up into the air or something, you should probably leave the... I would think that Apple says don't leave it on. I think from this story you would want to leave it on. Mm-hmm. Am I reading this wrong? Or am I using a little bit of common sense here? I don't know. It makes sense.
I wonder if it's one of those, like, if they constitute it, not as a fake 911 call, but if you fall, if you're skiing or snowboarding or something like that, you tend to fall a lot, and maybe if you fall and your phone's in the pocket, it might initiate a crash response. But isn't that better to have a false crash response than having it disengaged, unenabled, when you actually need it?
All right, here's another just-in-the-nick-of-time story. A young teenager who just got his flying license, his pilot license, decided to take the family to a breakfast, had to make an emergency landing. He just got his pilot's license a couple of months ago. This is pretty scary, flying in California. Brock Peters taking his family to breakfast at Riverside Municipal Airport in a single-engine plane when there was a pop from the engine and the engine stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And he's flying over a mountain.
Yeah.
What's the exit?
Safest thing he could do right now is make an emergency landing.
Yeah.
He felt confident in his skills that he was going to be able to come through this. However, there were a lot of power lines. And so then it became, okay, not just landing, but don't hit any of the power lines.
His grandmother's in the plane with him. Right? She's looking around. I think who else was in the plane with him besides his grandmother?
He could hear his grandmother crying in the back, having to tune her out to get the plane down.
Yeah. Anyway, he did. So you can thank your lucky stars for that.
This is what good training does. He only got his license 4 months ago, but he was so properly trained that he knew how to get out of this potentially deadly situation.
Yep, good for him. Here's another rescue. This one in Tennessee this week, National Guard rescuing trail hikers. They used a military helicopter to rescue these hikers who were stranded along the Appalachian Trail. Guard says the hikers were stranded due to sheer cliffs and drop-offs during the darkness. Why would you be out on a trail that you didn't know when it's dark?
Well,
do these people have any common sense?
When it comes to the Appalachian Trail, a lot of people make it a process where they're doing the entire trail and they have to camp out.
Well, okay,
it's not that cold at the moment, but still, yeah, I agree. When it's that dark, just wait for the sun to start coming up.
Hmm. People in common sense, right? I mean, think about it. It's common sense. Okay, so here's one. This is for all of you who live in Southern California, and you get your porn in Los Angeles. You now must prove how old you are in order to view it, even online. There's a new law that requires websites containing a substantial portion of material harmful to minors to ask users to prove that they are at least 18. So they have to somehow or other do your driver's license.
Because I was going to say, isn't it something that you already have to prove your age? I know when you go to alcohol websites, you have to show, or you have to tell what your age is.
What alcohol? What are you talking about?
Which, come on, people can easily lie about.
What's it? What do you mean alcohol sites? What do you mean by that? What is an alcohol site?
If you go to a beer brand or a liquor brand or something, or wine, because a lot of that stuff you can find information, or you can look online. There are some breweries who are restaurants, but if you go to the more brewery side of the website, it asks you, are you 21 or older? And you have to select yes or no, or you have to put in your date of birth, which, again, it's kind of a drop-down menu where people could very easily lie to access that, that side of the information.
Right. People in the news, a new Roosevelt's coming up in Washington. The political scene has found the great-great-great-grandson of Theodore Roosevelt, young fellow 18 years old named Quentin Roosevelt, took office this week, youngest elected official in the U.S., according to the news reports. Teddy Roosevelt was our 26th president, and now his relative represents Spring Valley, the Palisades, and Kent as a nonpartisan advisory neighbor. What does that do for you? As a member of, not really a member of Congress, but someone who can advise. I didn't know these people even existed. And I studied political science. Did you know there were people like this?
I did.
That were advising.
It's cool to see
members
about
of Congress.
Now he's technically D.C.'s youngest elected official. He is still in high school.
All right. Also, while we're in the people department, apparently the discord between the Duke of Sussex, say it again, Doug, the Duke of Sussex and his brother, this is Harry and William again. Harry is back talking about his relationship with his brother. And apparently there was a confrontation in 2019 William attacked Harry.
Well, and not justifying anything, but how many people do we know in families that sometimes there are physical altercations?
Physical stuff.
And they're judged because they're royals.
Yeah, well, of course, because that's, you know, the passion of America seems to be the royal family of England. Right, how about that? It's 48 past the hour. That's where we are.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The hour on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. You can always be in touch with Dr. Ken. I like to tell people how to do that because there are always questions. I hear Dr. Ken on the radio. I think he's fabulous. How can I be in touch? How can I go see him? How can we get some help? All right, so here is the simple, easy way to reach out to Dr. Ken in the clinic. Dial 352-735-1400. Again, area 352-735-1400. Make an appointment. Go see Ken. Get his time, get his expertise, or maybe if you're a long ways away, you might want to try that new telemedicine route. It's kind of like a Zoom call, and Ken will go over stuff. It's a process, but you get it started by calling 352-735-1400. All right, so the first question here has to do, we've talked about Damar Hamlin and his cardiac arrest. There was some news also this week about Martina Navratilova. She has a dual cancer diagnosis, but fortunately it's stage one. So, A, is it often that somebody would be diagnosed with two different cancers, different parts of the body at the same time? And two, is stage one a hopeful sign, has been caught in time, and you can get it?
She was discovered with swollen lymph nodes and apparently has cancer in her throat and breast. And it's not clear to me. We don't yet know really enough to know whether this is, you know, breast cancer, where the primary is, mm-hmm. where the secondary is. But cancers do move. Various lymph node cancers can move to various parts of the body. So, I think that this is the beginning of understanding how she possibly could have all these organs involved.
All right, next question has to do with hydration. A lot of people, a lot of different angles to hydration. Drinking enough water seems simple, and apparently there's some good news attached to those of you, those of us, who drink plenty of water. It's not like if you drink anything, is this just water, or is it any liquid?
The reason why this is news this week is the National Institutes of Health announced early in the week that staying hydrated can actually slow the aging process. And this is good news. And people probably since their eighth grade health class were told they should drink, eight glasses of water a day, which can be very misleading information because you need to understand the circulation of the body. Unlike the pipes in your kitchen, the pipes in the body are porous. They have holes in them. And the circulation material inside your pipes freely flows from inside the pipes to outside. So if you just drink plain water, what doctors call free water, and you're not thirsty, that'll just leak right out of the pipes, not stay inside your pipes, not keep you hydrated, but you just get the tissues outside your pipes well hydrated. And that's not what you're trying to do. So to stay hydrated, you want to drink plain water or free water when you're thirsty, but only when you're thirsty. And when you're not thirsty, drink a fluid with something in it so it stays inside the circulatory pipes. This is the whole idea, and I don't want to give a plug for Gatorade, but this is the whole idea behind these sports drinks. They have the tone of blood, the same tone, so they stay inside the pipes, and they will hydrate you. If you're thirsty, you don't have to worry about it. Water will stay inside the pipes. But if you're not thirsty, you need to drink something with something in it to make it the same tone as blood so it doesn't leak right through those holes in your pipes and not keep you hydrated and just make you edematous, swollen, as the fluid leaves the pipes.
So coffee, things like that, tea, drinks, whether it be alcoholic drinks or just Sprite or something like that, that's all, as we put it in our body, it's liquid. Is that a hydration plus?
Only if you're thirsty. Those don't have the same tone as blood, so they leak right through the pipes.
I got it, okay.
The holes in the pipes, unless you're thirsty.
Okay, next question has to do with milk. And if a mother has just had a child and she's declared obese, what does that do to her milk production if she's breastfeeding?
Well, this is out of the Journal of Nutrition this week. Just another reason, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, or just in general, if you want good health, is to get down to ideal body weight. Obesity lowers milk production in breastfeeding moms.
Questions for Dr. Ken. They're here every week at this time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.